everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
It used to be okay to smoke in hospitals. It used to be okay in movie theaters. It was okay in classrooms, restaurants, and airplanes. But thanks to a greater understanding of the dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So now that we know secondhand smoke causes lifelong health problems, why is it still okay to smoke while children are in the car? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's get serious about protecting kids. Join the fight at stopswithme.com.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 2nd at 12:30 at Mester Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 75 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. The Mester Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 12th at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma.
The livestock futures showed strong buyer support with nearby live cattle and lean hog futures, leading the complex higher as commercial support moved back into the complex. March corn futures about 6 cents lower, the Dow Jones 149 points higher, NASDAQ up 112. In live cattle today, strong triple-digit gains redeveloped in front-month February futures, moving prices to new contract highs once again. This move higher has pushed prices to the highest level since February of 2018, as traders continue to focus on underlying buyer activity and firming spring demand throughout the complex. The ability to move nearby contracts sharply higher is spilled over to all contracts, with deferred futures steady to 20 cents per hundredweight higher. Cash interest remains sluggish today, with bids and asking prices still hard to pin down. Meanwhile, box beef cutouts today were higher, up 71 cents in select and up 56 cents per hundredweight in choice, with line movement of 88 total loads. In feeder cattle today, strong buyer support followed the renewed buyer support in live cattle trade, which increased buyer activity and quickly swept throughout the entire cattle market. January feeder cattle trade, meanwhile, remains steady, while tight trading ranges have redeveloped throughout the rest of the complex, moving prices 50 to 70 cents per hundredweight higher. The potential to focus on firm short-term demand, helping to bring additional support back into the complex, driven by March futures holding a 70-cent gain. Meanwhile, today, grains were lower with corn trade flat, with trade seeing choppy two-sided trade overnight, while soybean trade was 5 to 7 cents lower. Meal today, $3 to $4 lower, and oil flat to 10 points lower. Finally, today in wheat, trade was flat to 5 cents lower, as choppy trade was the ongoing action, struggling to pick up a direction. The dollar remains near three-month lows, which should add some support with more sideways trade building.
That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.